kid to come drag the stockade to you when you get dressed.
But y'all wouldn't raise a lot of that.
We really just raised Kenny and me and my wife for us to have some syrup to eat. But now, in Daddy's lifetime, he grew it for the niggers. Head of this last, when he lived here, we tried to sell it. We grew it to sell. I hauled it in all several towns upper middle Georgia, and go off and stay a week with a load of it sometimes. Just stay around and sell a little bit here and a little there, and he did there and yonder. Just keep on till I sold out and come home.
Our kids were raised. Every morning of their life, they had biscuit butter and syrup for breakfast.
Well, they didn't raise children without sugar cane and sweet potatoes.
How did y'all keep anything cold? I mean,
well, we just didn't keep anything cold for a long, long time. You didn't go to town much. Of course, when I was canning some produce town in the morning, I could bring a piece of ice home and have tea once in a while. But we just didn't even have an ice box to try to keep nothing cold. Mm-hmm.
But at my house, we had, as far back as I can remember, they had a Delco light plant and had a refrigerator run by Delco to make ice.
Mm-hmm.
And radio hooked onto the Delco plant, you know.
And me and her had a kerosene refrigerator. I guess you run into some of them in the year. Just light it every night.
Before we got electricity,
we had a kerosene refrigerator.
Yeah, I believe I've seen
it. Now that was...
What was it called?
Superfix.
Superfix.
But,
yeah. Did the...
My grandmama kept the butter and the milk down in the well.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that.
Let the milk down in a jug. In the well, and put the butter in a gallon lard bucket, and put the top down on, let it down in the well, so we'd get salt and run out of the bowl. And then take it out when you eat, put it right back in the well, kept the milk in there. And of course, you let milk sit up and call it turning, it clabbered, you know, and you got the butter, get the cream off of it, and you're chewing, no chewing just like that, and sitting back there. And
would they drink that? I mean,
yeah. Blood milk is some kind of good groceries when you had good buttermilk. Mm-hmm. You had your butter and your buttermilk and you had your sweet milk. And a lot of people love clabber milk. You have seen any clabber?
I don't know if I've ever drunk it. Right?
When you got the cream off of it, most time in the summertime especially. Now it didn't clabber much in the wintertime. You just got
similar to your
business. Got the cream. Well, clabber. Cottage cheese is made out of clabber.
Oh yeah. Well, they would just take that and make it then from straining the cottage cheese through a piece of cloth or something like that.
I think you have to cook it some to make your cottage cheese. You may cook that clabber some and make your cottage cheese, but your clabber would be. You couldn't take it with your hand, but you could dip it with a spoon. It'll sit there and shake like jelly, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's like Jell-O, more like Jell-O than. And funny thing about it could be sour when you pour the clabber. After it clabbered, it wasn't sour. Some kind of chemical deal there. It went through. It would sour after it clabbered. It wouldn't be real fresh clabber. Just had clabber didn't taste real good.
Well, after it started to clabber, then it turned to whey, and the cottage cheese.
Then you pull the whey off,
and you just back have cottage cheese.
Well, everybody talked about sweet buttermilk, but I've never tasted any buttermilk that was sweet.
Well, I think that was just a saying.
Yeah.
It wasn't real sour.
You did? Okay. Well, okay. Did y'all have plumbing inside?
No.